I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and all right, what's up, guys? Let's do this. It's script writing time. Guess what? I happen to be working on a VSL right now. You'll never guess what it's for. The VSL Masterclass. We're going to sell the fuck out of this thing. Get ready. Cold traffic, monster campaign. So I thought this would be a great time just to roll through this together. I'm writing a script. You're writing a script. Let's pull up the VSL template and write it together. I already worked on a little bit of the beginning of it. So I wanted to make this video talking about, one, setting your intentions. We're going to set our intentions. And two, we're going to do this deep dive little research process, which is pretty dope. And ChatGPT made pretty damn easy for us. So step one, go to the VSL template, click below, hit copy, make your own, and let's do this thing. Let's start at the beginning. Setting your intentions, guys. We're not here to persist. The thing with advertising is a lot of times you get beat down and busted up and hurting, and everything you create loses money, and you don't even want to run another ad because you think it's just going to get wrecked and it's just a big painful temporary experience, but you know you have to do it anyway, so you just persist and you're kind of trudging through the mud. Here's a pro tip. Rule number one, don't persist, dominate. You got to get out of that mindset into, I'm going to make the biggest fucking campaign of my goddamn entire life. This is the moment, right? We just invested in the masterclass. This is the moment. We're making the biggest campaign of our entire lives, which is why I call this thing the greatest VSL of all time. It's the same thing, and you should be thinking the same things for yourself. We are setting our intentions to make the biggest campaign we've ever had in our entire life, so we can experience and we can break through the plateau and experience a whole new highlight reel of an extraordinary life, creating this beautiful, goddamn fucking amazing business that just prints cash and is able to be sold and is fucking dope as hell, right? Cash money machine, right? So step one, set your intentions. Put this thing on top. My intentions for the life that I'm creating, just so you know, is that I'm creating a life where I am losing my fucking mind and I'm over the moon excited about how we are now making $500,000 to $1 million per day in sales from this campaign. That's the point of this one. I'm doing the same thing I teach, doubling the high score. It's the same thing every single time. We're doubling the high score. So let's rip through the deep dive process together. Let's do it. Step one, basic stuff. Age demographic. Who are we targeting? Just sit down and think about who you're coming down, who you're targeting. Write this down right here. I'm thinking entrepreneurs, affiliates, e-com owners, course creators, guys spending 30 grand a month or more on ads and they want to double the most amount of money they made in a month. Basically, anyone who's spending over 20 grand per month on ads, I think is qualified. And just on Facebook ads, because we can help get them to YouTube and TikTok and all those things. But if you're doing 20K a month on Facebook ads, I think you're qualified to take this thing to the next level and you have some authority behind your company. And if you want to go batshit nuclear, that qualifies you as well. So go ahead and fill out this form right here. Super easy, super basic. Speaking of the next basic one is physical problems. So there's a handful of things, right? What we're doing again in this masterclass is we're rewriting the biggest campaigns on the planet. We're taking a proven path to the top of Mount Everest. And a lot of these paths are a lot like puzzle pieces, right? If you put the story together in this certain way and you do this move and that move, you're gonna have a real solid shot at doubling the most amount of money you've ever made in your month. So step one, we have to collect our own puzzle pieces so that when we're rewriting its campaign, we can easily slot in the things that need to be slotted in and it just flows super, super easy. So this research is all stuff you're gonna use later. So here's the big idea picture about sales in general. This is literally every single sale on the entire world. Ready? Someone has a problem, right? They got something going on. It causes that emotional problem. The problem doesn't actually matter, but it causes some emotional pain. I'll give you an example. Someone with dark spots is maybe feeling bad about the dark spots they kind of have at their hand, but it's really not the dark spots that's causing the problem. It's the emotional pain that that thing causes, right? Their children are looking at them like it's sick, wondering what's going on. They have They look in the mirror and they feel like an old woman. There's this emotional kind of daggers and pain, and that's what causes people to be agitated and really want to move and get out of where they're kind of at. Now, the problem though is that they're stuck and they don't really know how to do it. They don't know how to get out of where they're at. If you bought this course, you probably didn't know where you were kind of at with where we had going on, right? So you're kind of stuck in this dark kind of cave. I like to think of people stuck in this kind of dark kind of cave with no hope and no hope in sight. The root cause of the problem is the light in the tunnel. When you show someone a light in the tunnel, they will flock to it like a moth, right? And if it makes sense to them, they are down to give it a try and get out of this kind of situation. Every single time, someone's got pain, it causes emotional pain. Here's the root cause of the problem. Yeah, that makes sense. This is how you're gonna do it. Okay, bada boom. And that opens them up to heaven, right? Heaven is the other side of the pain that they're in, of the other side of the hellhole that they're in right now. They're in hell, they see a way out, which is the root cause of the problem, and they move into heaven. What is heaven? It is the physical benefits, it is the benefits where you're doubling the most amount of money you've made in a month, and then this is the emotional benefits, which is so much deeper and means so much more. So we're just gonna collect all of these pieces. Finally, there's the tools and techniques, which are the tricks. I'll talk about that when we get there, and then the authority figure that's qualified to say, set it. So let's go into the basic stuff right here, right? Starting one, start by writing down all the different ways you can describe the problem that you guys are having. Go ahead and pause this video and do it now. When I started working with Mindvalley, you know, they were losing money every single day. ROI was going down. iOS 14 kind of ruined them, and they were just kind of bleeding. You know, they had dominated the space before, and they're a really phenomenal, phenomenal team, but they just had gotten wrecked from the iOS 14 update in general, and they didn't really have a solid strand, a plan. They were feeling hopeless, defeated, stressful, and I could really relate. I was an entrepreneur before that, and I could really relate, right? Back when I was affiliates, the campaigns would go down. Back when I was, you know, trying to crack things, I would be bleeding money and it would be a pain in the ass. So that's kind of it. So when I started writing this, I came up with a couple ideas that I remembered off the top of my head. I was like, yeah, you're overwhelmed, it's stressful, whatnot. But this is where ChatGPT really comes into play, right? When you're thinking about the pain this is causing them emotionally, there's a lot of secret things you wouldn't really think about the first time that you wanted to do this. So I want to shout out to Stefan Georgi for introducing me to this idea in general, or these specific prompts for ChatGPT. One, you want to use the playground, because if you use regular ChatGPT, it won't allow you to give you these answers. It has some stuff like, we don't know about what people feel. We don't actually know these things. So there's like a lot of prompts that don't work on the regular one, but for some reason work on playground. The playground OpenAI. So if you go explore, you can find this. This is a way better platform to be playing on. So a really good prompt to answer this emotional question is, there's two, it's a back-to-back prompt. What are 20 things that a insert demographic here, right? In our case, that an e-commerce owner, what are 20 things that an e-commerce owner who is experiencing this problem, this is their problem, you put in your problem right here. What are 20 things that an e-com owner who is losing money on Facebook ads might lay awake at night having anxiety about? What were you worried about before, like when you were getting wrecked by ads? What are we all worried about when we get wrecked by ads? Not having enough customers, right? Not having the resources, not being able to keep up with the competition, blah, 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 blah. All that kind of basic stuff. Then you add this next kind of prompt. Rewrite the above, but make it more emotional, right? This is like a 6 or 7 out of 10, and this really cranks it up to a new level. Make it emotional, talk about things this person wouldn't likely admit publicly. What are all the things in the back of our heads we would never tell anybody about, right? We're feeling overwhelmed and helpless about the money we've lost on Facebook ads. Who hasn't been there? That sucks balls, right? You feel inadequate because you see all these young fucking 17-year-olds crushing it on the internet and you can't pull your shit together. You're frustrated and confused about how this fucking platform works and you can't target anybody. There's nothing to do. You're powerless. A lot of solid copy here. Now, what you don't want to do is just go and copy this in, because it's not written in your own words. What I went and did here in my own one was that I just rewrote it. Overwhelmed and helpless about the money lost, feeling defeated, unable to keep up, right? Powerless and stuck, discouraged and beat down by the lack of ROI and the campaigns that kind of don't work. Everything you create generally just goes to shit. ChatGPT is solid at creating these kind of ideas. So go ahead and fill out the emotional problem that this is causing. You can pause this video and we'll get back to it right now. All right, so next one is the root cause of the problem. This is one of the most important parts of any VSL in general. In fact, I've seen entire brands fucking burn in hell and die and with massive amounts of inventory they're never able to sell because they start out doing some bullshit root cause of the problem mechanism that doesn't actually make sense. If someone is in hell and they want to get out of hell, it has to make sense for them. That's the whole thing. This has to click. You'll understand this more in the kindergarten simple pitch, which is why we do that coming up next. But the first thing I want to ask yourself is, what's the cause of the problem, right? What is the root cause of the problem? There's three questions you want to ask to fill this whole thing out. What's the root cause of the problem? How do you know, right? And how did this happen to me? Those are kind of three things I want you to ask right there. So go ahead and answer it. My answer to this is, hey, listen, if you're losing money on ads and you feel hopeless and stuck, the truth is because your ads suck balls. That's really it, right? They're not effective. Your ads are suck balls. They're not effective. And I know this because I've spent over 100 grand a day or 365 times between Facebook and YouTube, right? 0 to 1 million in 12 months, built out the stuff in Mindvalley, number one direct response YouTube advertisers in the world on YouTube. I know it, right? Here's the truth. If you have a great ad, literally means if you put in 1,000, you get 3,000 back. That's a great fucking ad. There's no other metric that you need to be looking at. If you put in 1,000 and you get $200 back, that's a shitty fucking ad. And the problem is you have crappy ads and you haven't been able to figure it out, right? You'd be printing money if you had good ads, which is why we're in this program in the first place, right? It's the only reason why nobody buys. People are scrolling on Facebook, they see the ad, they watch it, and they decide in 2 seconds if they're going to keep watching, and they decide in 10 seconds if they're going to keep watching, and then they're fucking in, and if they're still watching and they don't buy, it's because they weren't fucking sold. They either didn't have the problem, or it didn't make sense that they could solve the problem, or the offer kind of sucked. Those are kind of the main core ones that kind of happen here. So, listen, if that's you, it's not your fault. This is the next question. How did this all happen to me? It's not your fault, right? You probably don't spend 10,000 hours studying the spy tools. There's so much bullshit out there because 99% of course creators only created the course because their business went to fucking shit and died, right? We're creating this course as we're number one, right? As we're the top in the game. We're creating this stuff as we're on fire and the shit works. This works like a charm. Still doing VSLs, right? I love doing VSLs. Super passionate about this stuff. And a lot of its secrets to the top of the road, 99% of people are missing because it just doesn't make sense, right? Who would have thought running a 30-minute video on the internet is the best way to run an advertisement? Nobody even thinks running 2-minute videos are good. Everybody's just saying this stupid bullshit, and there's so many ideas that everyone would shoot down immediately, but actually are the truth and the secret, the way to the top of the road. Of course, to make something everybody disagrees with is the secret to getting results nobody has. Weird. Weird how that works. So write down the root cause of the problem and then ask yourself this question. Okay, how do I solve this? Just rip, right? Pause it. How do I solve this, right? You solve these problems by learning how to make VSLs that can scale, that can create scale bigger than you've ever had in your entire life. Profitable on day one. You can solve this by getting up to speed on how to write banger ass scripts that can blow your business to a whole new dimension. A highlight reel you've never experienced in your entire life. By learning the secrets of the AOV, bro. I spent the last 5 years learning this. I'm downloading it to you today. Kaboom. So that's the root cause of the problem. Let's fill this puppy out. And then let's go on to the next one. Physical benefits. What are the amazing benefits that happen here? Easy question. The first one is exponentially grow your business faster than ever thought possible. Ads profitable on day one. Allows you to scale into Facebook and YouTube. If you're scaling on Facebook and you haven't tried YouTube, literally you double the revenue by adding YouTube more. Anything you do on Facebook, you can do 30% more on YouTube. That's what happened with my skincare brand. That's what happened with the MV, right? That's how it works, right? So, and that's what you're gonna learn later on in this program is how to scale on the other platforms. You get instant data. You get instant understanding of whether the ads you worked, ads you created are working. If you're doing that long form webinar, the long, maybe I'm profitable 30 fucking years later from now, if you're doing like the whole like free lead, free ebook, free all that shit, first off, the pixel ruined all of those things. All of those things went to shit because of the pixel. Pixel only works on day one. That's the whole kind of thing here. So you're going to crack that. You're going to boost your AOV. You're going to double the most amount of money you've ever made a month. And you're going to learn how to scale onto other platforms to go even exponentially higher than that, right? But that's all stuff's cool and gravy. What really matters, right? What really matters are the emotional benefits. If you want to get these, by the way, you go back into ChatGPT, and all I did was just saying, what are 20 things that an entrepreneur who is losing money on Facebook ads wish would happen? What do we all wish would happen to our Facebook ads, right? The ROI would go up, la-di-da-di-da, you had more data, everything was working, your business would explode. And then, of course, you ask the other question again, rewrite the above, make it more emotional, talk about the things people wouldn't likely admit publicly. I can post these down below, so just copy and paste them. Replace the problem bent with your problem and replace the demographic with your demographic, and then watch it just spit fire, and then rewrite these so that you're top of mind and you're aware of what's going to happen here, right? So unlocking this freedom. It's an exciting life because you're doing the best you've ever done, right? Your family and friends are so proud of you. You're being recognized for your amazing work, right? You're achieving this amazing status for your own life as this fucking savage-ass, gangster-ass, world-class businessman. Life becomes easy and effortless. Your family's proud that you made this happen. You've got the security for your fucking happening, right? You're like rocketing towards this like generational wealth that's going to be able to take your family on for years and years and years, becoming an industry legend and a titan and a role model that just inspires other people around the world, and just being seen for all the hard work that you've kind of done, right? Getting out of the pain and into the pleasure. So take a second here and work on the emotional benefits. That's a huge piece of this thing, right? Work on the emotional benefits, figure out what they are for your product. Go through ChatGPT, get it all set up. And then finally are the tools and techniques. This was a really weird, mind-blowing, you know, revelation that I had, right? When I went from selling e-com to courses to supplements, it's all, it like, it's so funny because like the way to solve the root cause of the problem is with the tools or the techniques, right? If you're a collagen supplement and the guy has low collagen and this is this certain long chain amino acids ingredient, the ingredients are what solve the root cause of the problem, right? The techniques. If you're selling a course, it's all the module one, module two, module three. These are the things that solve these specific problems that you kind of have. And if you're an e-com product, these are all the features on the device that allow you to do certain things and to make all those benefits kind of come true. It's weird how it all works. So just list out all the tools and techniques that are inside, the most important ones that are able to help solve this, right? Because my root cause of the solution is really getting up to speed. Well, how do I get up to speed? Well, you got to get up to speed on manifesting, storyboarding, the kindergarten simple pitch. We're going to do that next. The AOV closes, the doing it for brands, the big ideas, understanding that, understanding the lead Bibles, celebrity deals, all these pieces. Getting up to speed on all of these. So these are like the techniques and the specifics that are going to allow you to solve the root cause of the problem. So go ahead and fill that puppy out. And then the last thing is the authority figure, right? Who is the authority figure that's qualified to deliver this message? Find your guy. We got to find your guy. I watched the authority video. This is one of the biggest pieces on just because you got to get attention on the internet. It's all about the attention at the beginning, and you got to have somebody who's worth listening to that went on a hero's journey to solve the problem if you want to get monster sales. That's what all the biggest campaigns on the planet have in common. So that is it for now, guys. Next video, we're going to go into the kindergarten simple pitch, which is some magical stuff that is going to change your life and get this thing working and make sure that this is mass market friendly. Remember, the mass America ain't too bright. Ain't too bright, bro. But thankfully, you got the ain't too bright leader able to convert the message, right? One of my biggest strengths was that I was able to write half retarded so that I could get this out to the broad masses and get these complicated ideas and make it simplified. Let's go to the kindergarten simple pitch. See you in the next video.